Hello and welcome to Too Much Time on Our Hands. Join us this evening where, there's been some big news. We are doing a 40, no, not 40K. We're doing just general Warhammer because, Adepticons happen. But tonight it's just the three of us. So everyone wave. We need to wave to the handies. Here's the handies
The
involved.
excitement is electric already, Duncan.
Shut up. I'm well excited about this because Adepticon looked amazing. Anyway, I am joined tonight. I am Duncan, with Russ, the Horned Russ, who has emerged from the ground into his hut.
Big green steaming hole in the garden. Neighbors not impressed.
Yeah, the cats ate something very bad the other day. And we're joined by Dan. Dan,
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Actually, Duncan, yeah, I'm very good. Thanks for asking. I think we should keep it this tone for the rest of the podcast.
I have just been listening to the Horus Heresy. You are lucky that I'm not trying to be the audio and speaking
Come on,
above.
man, Lupercal,
Lupercal!
Lupercal. Let's do this. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Don't so much like a sort of a voice actor who's just got this gig and he goes into the it doesn't know anything about this, goes into the recording session and like. Sorry, he's a what? Yeah, he's a 20-foot tall snake man who what aren't you getting about this? He's a demon snake who, enjoys the opera.
Well,
Okay.
don't we all? I'm totally off track. I've had two project review meetings this week, and my brain is porridge, as per normal. So this is great. Adepticon, yes, we got
Yeah.
all the exciting
There you
previews.
go.
We now know that Sigma lied, and it's one of the Stormcast Eternals that we've got to start with it. Age of Sigma. I mean, for me, that is the big
That's
news.
the biggie, isn't it? I mean, it's obviously we had
It's all the additions.
40K 10th edition. Is this third or fourth edition of
Third.
Sigmar? This is third
Fourth. No,
edition.
fourth. Fourth, 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 fourth,
Fourth.
fourth, fourth, I
But
think.
it's meant to be the biggest revamp since the launch, or Yeah. Which
something.
feels like all of about 10 minutes ago, but it was actually like
2015.
12 years ago, wasn't it? Sigmar came along. It's kind of a big deal. They are revamping pretty much everything. It means we're getting data indexes, which I don't think they've done with Age of Sigmar before. What that means is that it's like when 40K 10th edition got released for 40K, you're getting every single unit in the game is getting released at the same time with the rules for free, like they did with 40K, because all of the rules are changing. So
It's yeah, and it's meant to be going down a similar route of streamlining and what have you. It does feel a bit funny because they're still releasing all the Dawnbringers. They've got some great stuff coming out. I really like the Chronesphere. I've resisted Age of Sigmar, but so far,
Age of Sigmar is
but.
fun. Like it's doesn't capture my imagination like 40K because I just always preferred sci-fi.
But it's just a smaller universe at the moment, isn't it? Because obviously 40K has been going since the 80s. So it is massive and has been explored in an insane number of directions, right? You can't just leap into having a world that big.
No. So we're getting in the box that hasn't been announced yet, but we're pretty certain we're getting the Sigmarines and
Sigmarines.
we're getting Skaven. So yeah.
Yeah, that I mean that I love the Skaven.
Skaven.
I'm not a massive fan because
I just love how gigglingly insane they are the whole time. Like they're a lot of fun. They are.
in the some of the Dawnbringer stuff, or like the little snippets and stuff, they always and like reading about the doing the end times from the old world. I don't know. It's mixed feelings because they kind of feel both. I mean, they're obviously easy to kill, but because they're so great numbers and they sometimes feel slightly overpowered, I don't know. I feel weird about Skaven. Like they're coming out and they're all chittering, but then you see them with these massive ethereal kind of cannons shooting green, well, green
Yeah,
magic, but
they're kind of
green death.
techno rats, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's what was it, Warpstone? Is
Yeah.
it, that might not be what it is in Ages
No, I
of.
think it's still Warpstone. I think it is
Yeah.
still that. Yeah.
Because they were just like normal rats who ate warpstone tainted food, weren't they, to start with in the old world. But yeah, I think they're a
Well,
lot of
I'm
fun.
doing.
Really like the real trailer. Unless I'm being really thick, I can't see any pictures of any miniatures anywhere.
No, they haven't announced that yet. This is
So
like a teaser.
you'd think they'd have maybe just one or two. And then like the Stormcast tunnels, yeah, they look pretty cool. They're Space Marines
They are.
without guns, really, aren't they? I mean, they're like 6 foot tall
They are
people
pretty cool.
in armor.
I it kind of buries the lead with Sigmar for me, because I think there are some really cool Sigmar armies as well. I am a big fan of the Sylvaneth. I think they look incredible. I collect
Yeah.
the Eidner Deepkin, which is the ones I think Duncan would collect, if I'm honest with you.
I'm resisting that. I saw
Yeah.
that as soon as you, I was like looking through
Yeah.
AOS and then you went, look what I've got. I was like, yeah, I would probably go those, but
They're
I'm
really
now
cool.
resisting because you've got them.
But you should. Well, I've also got this box, which I haven't built yet. So,
Nice.
it's that's Soulblight Gravelords, which are the sexy, sexy vampires.
Soul bar do bars.
Yeah.
I really like the lore and story around the Summer King, but I can't do the army because A, I wouldn't be able to paint it, and B, zombies.
Yeah.
But the other one is Kallus and Tol. I love those little regiment of renown. So I have mixed feelings because this does look really exciting, but they have just been packing in some lots of AOS prior to a big release, and it feels a bit weird as well.
To be fair, I mean, up right up until the end of 9th edition, they were doing the Arcs of Omen series. And
Yeah,
they
that's true.
released a lion just before 10th edition came out.
Yeah,
That's
that's
about as
true.
big a release as you can get. So the Lion and Angron came out within like a month of each other. So like, it's I
I do
kind
wonder
of
about them. Oh,
yeah. They released a ton of big books. Like the World Eaters came out in the same like span of like 3 months before they went, and that book's useless now. So you know.
yeah, I know there's been chat on Twitter about when they do the updates of the battle scrolls or whatever, it doesn't really give people time to adjust, and then they're doing some other new release. So yeah, I mean, yes, I know it's not until the autumn
I
probably,
just
but
wish that like the period before they release a new edition, what I'd like them to do is say, no new codex is coming out now. We've released all the codexes. We've got one big storyline. Sure, release the storyline books. People don't necessarily buy them for the rules. I think people buy them because the lore's great in them as well. Like the one thing we love about all of this stuff is that the lore is incredible and we kind of consume it at a rate of knots. They tried just releasing codexes with just rules in them, and people were like, no, I actually want to read the stories
that's the wrong
around.
what everyone wants is for the rules to all be free and digital, and the codex is to be basically just lore and artwork books,
Yeah, and I think you
maybe
could
with the
still,
rules printed in them at the back.
I think you could still do it as well. So, like, I still think people would buy them
You
because I
definitely
think
could.
what,
There's other
yeah.
game systems that do it that way.
And I think it's just like, so here's what your army's been up to since the last book came out. Like, treat it like that rather than like specific rules. But I say still have the rules, but I think people would quite happily spend a fiver just getting the rules digitally, if I'm honest with you,
Yeah,
and they
definitely.
still buy the codexes.
And like it should. You should do things like, you buy a unit, there's a QR code you scan and you get that unit's index card or whatever to add
Yeah.
to your app. But the 40K, I'm guessing the Sigmar app works the same.
Sigmar
They're
app's
just
pretty good, so it is free. I think you can build as many armies as you like. It does ask you to sign up, and you're like, "Nah, fuck this." But like,
Yeah.
it
Guys,
is
stop
pretty
trying to make
good.
Warhammer Plus happen. Just
You,
stick stuff on
oh,
YouTube.
I think it kind of is happening, to be fair. I think they're doing a quite a good job with that because they're actually releasing some content around it now.
But like
Sure, their
so
battle
that's fine
reports
if
are
that's
the
what
most.
you want, but if you just want to get rules and use the app, you don't want a Warhammer Plus subscription for that. Like I would
No.
pay for the app, but I'm not signing up to a subscription.
I wonder how many people jumped in on 10th edition because all the rules were free. Like, I wonder how many people jumped into Leviathan because all the rules were free. and at the time, and then started collecting models based on like, right, so I've got all the rules, that's sorted, now I can just go and get the models I want, which is, and people that wouldn't have necessarily done that in the first place. It does make me wonder whether they're just missing the trick of just being like, I mean, Dan says Codex should be law and crusade based rules, rest of army rules should be free. This is
I
true. Like
agree.
maybe what you put in it is things like also painting guides
The
and yeah,
I
crusade rules.
mean, I would even say include the detachments in the codexes. I like reading through those. Yeah,
Yeah.
you could put that online, but really what you want online is rules about your models. You want the stats and stuff. Yeah,
Yeah.
detachments would be helpful, but they also fit in, and I agree, crusade rules. I love, and what you want in the codex as well is the artwork and just a bit of a guide on paint, maybe color
Yeah.
schemes,
So
and you know the history of the other chap, the like the what they're called, successor chapters and stuff. Oh, that's really nice.
to the credit of the Age of Sigmar books, they do put paint guides in them. Like that is one of the things that they do put them in, which is great, to be fair, especially when you're looking at something like Eidneth Deepkin, which I haven't even started yet, because honestly, to me, that's the most daunting thing I can possibly imagine. They look impossible to paint. And I look at every other Age of Sigmar army and just go, that all looks impossible to paint without an airbrush. So like, it just, I do think they are missing a trick, is in that sure, you'd make less money from codexes, but I do think more people would buy models if they had access to rules for them. And I think you'd have people starting multiple armies rather than just one, sticking with just one because a codex is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
And like,
yeah,
yeah, if you
I
can,
can't fucking say a word. Yeah.
but yeah, like you want also, you when you're actually using the rules, you don't really want to be flicking through a 100-page book. You know, it'd be much more user friendly to just have like keyword linked sets of rules where you can like tap on a weapon and it brings up all the special rules. Like, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, that's that one. That one
It's
does. You
outdated
don't have to
because
flick between different sections of the book.
currently the easiest way of doing it is the data cards, but the data cards are already out of date as they're being released generally, because
Yes,
they've
you have to get
updated the
the
rules.
PDF of the data card. There's no point in buying them
I've
because
got all of
they're,
them.
you know, you can't update them.
Yeah,
But
so something like
but the
World
PDFs are
Eaters.
just PDFs. You can't even like click between different things on them.
Well, that's the thing, that if they need, it needs a massive overhaul in general to be like, okay, so I'm going to it's just not very intuitive to look for things, right? So I want to use a stratagem. Okay, so where do I do it? I come out of this, I go into this, I look down the stratagems, I eventually find the one I want. Okay, so why not make it so you can have it kind of prepared in the background, so you can have like multiple things going on at the same time.
Essentially, you're talking about something like D&D Beyond, but
Yeah,
essentially
it's
for
just
Warhammer.
it. So,
Warhammer.
credit to the one thing that Games Workshop do better than Dungeons and Dragons is, you buy a book, you do get the code to actually get the book digitally as well, which is something that D&D could fucking learn from, by the way, because it's kind of bullshit that you get that and then you still have to spend a vast amount of money if you want it digitally as well. I'm assuming that's still the case. I haven't actually bought a D&D book in a very long time. But it's, yeah, as Dan says, I've data cards, but I always end up using the app on my phone to look at my units rules. So I've got World Eaters, right? Blood for the Blood God, Skulls for the Skull Throne, Kill Main Burn. But that they've had like massive rules changes over the last month. So I use the data cards for basic things like, okay, how strong is this weapon? That kind of thing. But then I remember things like, okay, so a Demon Prince on the data cards give everyone within 6 inches a 4+ inval save. Okay, they changed that. It's now a 5+ inval save. So I now need to then go, right, if I forgotten that, the data cards are absolutely pointless, because
So you've either got to like just remember it magically, take a biro to your nice data cards and write on them, or like print off one that's not going to fit in with the rest of them. Yeah, it's not ideal.
There's not a great system, but there's probably a better system.
Yeah, so that like there's plenty of ways they could do it with like a really simple user experience app that gives you rules, turn tracking, wound tracking, all that kind of stuff. It's just probably not that much incentive to do it. They'll have to spend quite a lot of money developing it. And things are sort of fine as they are at the moment.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
It
like
is a
it's totally
multi.
doable, but it would be a big investment for them to do. So, yeah.
Didn't they announce their earnings as something like 75 million last year?
But part of the reason they get that is by not spending money where they don't have to. So, like it would cost a significant amount of money to build something like that, like
It
probably in the
just feels
hundreds
like
of thousands of pounds.
continually Games Workshop is a multi-million dollar business that's being run by several people from a basement.
Yeah, it does have those vibes.
As we just sort of touched on 40K, because it's kind of what we do now.
So any more on Sigma before we move on? The one thing I wanted to mention was Spearhead, which is basically their combat patrol.
Yeah, the spear. But they did they in was that in Adepticon? Because they were talking about it before Adepticon.
I don't know, but it was definitely bundled into the announcement.
Yeah, they talked about it with the new edition release. Yes, it's basically it's Combat Patrol, isn't it? It's like a balanced, small, easy to get into force that you could play a bit more quickly.
Yeah, I'm just seeing if there's anything else we want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really nice new, like the lizard thing that the Chaos dude's riding is pretty nice. That is.
The one thing I'll say about Spearhead is if it's anything like the new combat patrols, there's a significant drop off in how good they are compared to how good they used to be. But yeah. Sorry,
The
yes, yeah,
Hounds of Chaos.
as you say, the Hounds of Chaos, that's the Dawnbringers thing, which does look really, really cool.
It's very nice. I like the fact that it's wearing the helmet that the guy in Skyrim wears.
Yes. I'll tell you what as well. I don't know how big it is.
It's not small.
It's not small, but I'd be willing to take a few inches on a base to use that as my Chaos Lord riding Juggernaut for my World Eaters army. Something that looks fucking cool. If I
Is
didn't
awesome, isn't
already have two of them. But yeah, it's I looked at the Chaos Sigmar stuff and was immediately thinking, how can I use this for World Eaters? So
it?
I'm doing it wrong,
Yeah, I mean, that's
probably.
probably the thing that's easiest to switch around, isn't it? Like a lot of stuff works just as well in Sigmar and 40K,
Yeah.
especially the
Do
demons and things.
we want to do old world next? The old world announcements next. So
I'm
like
well, I mean, the main old world is the Dwarven mountain holds,
Yeah,
because this,
they're pretty sweet.
yeah. So Phil and our son is, because I've got the old world, the ravening hordes and the forces of good one, whatever that one's called. Villain loves the orcs, because we all do. The orc models are pre-release this weekend, and then there's the dwarves. And I'm like, I really like the dwarf models. They are cool. They have gone all the way. Some of them are all the way back to the 80s. They are bringing everything.
So the gyrocopter they've got there as well.
Yeah, they brought that back.
They've got the gyrocopter. They've got the organ cannon, the Anvil of Doom. They've got a squad from the Prince. I can't remember, the Dragon Prince or something. They're going to release. They got all the firm favorites. It ticks, ticks, ticks. They got chief vital statistics.
Standing on his shield, yeah, where
Yeah,
it's there
I mean
is, yeah.
that's it, isn't it? I just it just looks good.
I think they'll earn some brownie points because in Age of Sigmar there isn't an army that's just dwarves. So you've got the super techie dwarves that live in the sky, and then you've got the troll slayers essentially, but you don't have an army that is just like mining dwarves. So I think that this might tick some boxes for a load of people that have been after that, and it might
Oh,
scratch
yeah.
an itch for some people. I think this is probably quite good for some folk.
Well, cause I can't remember why, but I was going to do just before, obviously, just not long before the end of ninth edition. I was going to do a dwarf army. I got the codex. Oh, we've got the not codex, we've got the rule book. And well, it might have been actually for eighth edition.
Okay.
So It's going to scratch an itch.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I'm decided I'm kind of out on Old World, by the way. That's where I'm at now with it. Like, I there are some things that I need to just say no to, and I think Old World is, I'm perfectly happy saying no to that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with that. I don't need it in my life. I'm worried about the amount of support they're giving it anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's cool and it's all sort of nostalgia, but yeah, I think
It does feel very much like, yeah,
there is a limit.
we're giving this to some other people just to muck around with. I mean, you do get the nice little box set re releases, and the orc models look, the models are cool, but they've blatantly just gone, this is all going to be limited run. Well, not limited run, but we're not doing a limited range. And I'm excited about the doors. It looks nice. I mean, they're just aiming at people who, 35 to 40 somethings who
That's
didn't finish their armies.
it's a game for incels. It's just I am joking. If you're enjoying Old World, that's absolutely fine. I'm genuinely just playing.
There's new Warcry and
Underworlds,
Underworld.
yeah. So
I never played that, so I
Underworlds.
have no idea. Off you
So
go,
Underworlds
Dan.
is a fun little game. It doesn't take too long. It's all push fit models generally as well. So it's kind of like, you know how Kill Team is an entryway for people to play 40K. It's the gateway drug. It's the first one is free for to play 40K. Underworlds is the gateway drug to play Warcry, which is the gateway drug to play Age of Sigmar. So Underworlds is really good fun. I've played it once or twice, but what I love, the Brethren of the Bolt
Oh, these guys are
models
fucking
look
incredible.
incredible.
And
These are some of my favorite models.
like this is just such a good idea and just really plays into Games Workshop's sense of fun as
Yeah,
well. So
absolutely.
these are all people that have been struck by lightning, and because of that have decided that they're now absolute fanatical fans of Sigmar and his aspect of the Stormlord. So they because they feel like being struck by lightning is like being touched by Sigmar. So they walk around with like
Crazy.
massive iron poles sticking out the top of their heads, desperately hoping to get struck by lightning again.
I'll tell you what as well, the best thing about that Games Workshop do with this is all of these models will be usable in Age of Sigmar as well as
Yeah.
specific things.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
because
you
like you
can
say, it's
use
to get
in
you
war.
in. So
Yeah.
you want to sort of keep
But
your impress.
there'll be special characters. So like my Eidneth Deepkin that I've got. I've got a couple of the old Underworlds ones, and they are usable in my Eidneth Deepkin army, including the crab and including the fighty octopus as well.
Legendary
So
crown.
yeah, I fucking love both of those models. And then
In
I'm always a fan of the court of flesh court, whatever they're called. So yeah.
Yeah, so I think are these like the people that go out and find the food?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So they are
I should know because
Excellently horrible.
I've been following the flesh called the Skinnerkin.
Yeah.
Skinnerkin, that's
Yeah. Oh yeah,
awful. They are the food gatherers.
I wish they'd do an underworld equivalent to 40K. Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
I mean, I do agree with Age of Sigmar
Yeah.
because I know I'm going to talk about Khaleesi and Tol, but I really like those models and they appear as a regiment of renown, but you can use them in Warcry as well,
Yeah, makes sense.
which
Well,
is
War
great.
Cry's
They're all sort of interoperable, aren't they? Warcry And I think Underworld.
is much more open than Kill Team. So the idea is you've got a point system in Warcry. And there's certain things you can't use, so I couldn't rock up with that giant turtle that the Eidneth Deepkin have. But I can like use the leader and stuff like that. Warcry's fun. I like Warcry. Speaking of Warcry, love it. Let's go. Let's go.
Briar and Bone.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the Silver
These are
Net.
some
absolutely stunning models. These are amazing.
Yeah, on both sides as well.
Yeah,
They
this
look
is so
incredible.
cool.
Yeah. So
My
it's the Boner
God.
Boys versus the Walking Trees.
Yeah. But they are both excellent. It's a fucking skeleton centaur. Come
Yeah.
on.
You've got a Sylvaneth
with multiple beehives, like in their tree parts that they use as weapons.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Like, I'm yet to find a Sylvaneth model I don't like.
They are the that is true. That is the
So
closest
they're
one.
like,
I am that close.
they're trees with ghosts inside them, aren't they, basically?
They are meant to be the spirits of some of the wood elves or something, because they've got what's her name? I can't remember her name, but the queen, the elven, the ever green or whatever her.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you
Yeah, that's what I
like
mean.
the idea of the models looks like they're you've got these like gnarly twisted tree bits, and then the really sort of flowing,
Ghostly.
smooth sort of ghosty spirit things inside them, and they're always
I
painted
agree.
with really nicely contrasty, so they're always like really bright blue or green for the spirit bits, and then sort of dark twisted old horrible wood for the tree bits. Yeah, they look really striking.
On the ones on the giant insects as well, like the ones on the giant beetles and stuff, all look awesome.
Belleros,
Yeah,
he
something like
was.
that. Yeah.
And then
That
yeah,
was
with
one of my
the
favorite models.
The bony ones, they've got some little skeleton horse dogs as well,
Yep, big fan of that.
going in the long tradition of kill teams and warcry bands having little doggos with them.
Yep.
Excellent stuff.
And then on
And they've
top of
got
which you've got the
dragon things, the flying bone things.
But I was also thinking contains the warband tome as well, the Briar and the Bone, the big scenery piece. Really, really like that. Really, really cool. We're done with
The
the boring stuff for now,
terrifying
though, right?
tree with teeth.
We
Yeah, let's get
start talking about the proper stuff now, right?
Chaos Space Marines,
Chaos Space Marines.
your
Right, okay.
boys.
I have mixed feelings about the Chaos Space Marines
Oh, damn.
because the Lord models they've released look fucking cool. But I was really hoping for new Terminator builds.
Yeah.
Because that means they've got Diddy Terminator still.
I think they've upped the scale of everything a bit. So although Chaos can't have Primaris stuff, I think that they are physically a bit bigger than they used to be, because
Yes,
otherwise they're
because they're
gonna look
eventually, we're
stupid.
about 5 years away from everyone forgetting that they were first born in the first place anyway.
Yeah.
Like everything is going that way. So I would like it if they'd have actually just been like, just release a Terminator kit. That would have been fine. That would have been fun. But as it is, instead, we're only getting two models by the looks of things for Chaos. And it's one of those ones where it's like, oh no, we'll probably get more. And then I remember they said that about Admech, and then we just got the guy on stilts. That was it.
Yeah. We are
And
getting two new battle forces.
so on top of the two battle forces, we're getting a new combat patrol as well. So the two new battle forces look cool, but they are mostly old models except for the Chaos Lord. And that's the only reason they've released two, is because we've got one with one Chaos Lord and one with another Chaos Lord. So there's one of the battle forces has what looks like 10 Terminators, five possessed. What is it? Oh, it says in here what it's called. Five
Ten
chosen,
Legionnaire,
10
five.
legionnaires. Yeah, five possessed. Yeah.
And yeah,
Okay.
the other one.
The other one's the fast attack one, isn't it? Pretty
Yeah,
much.
so it's
Ten
ten
raptors and ten
raptors and cultists. And a demon prince. And a unit of accursed cultists and a dark commune.
Dark Commune is like one of the more broken units, or was. I think they've nerfed it significantly now. And then they announced there was a combat patrol as well, which looks, it was, I think it was five possessed. I think it was a Gribbly chaplain equivalent that I can never remember the name of. I think it was 10 cultists and 10 basic Chaos Space Marines, and that's quite boring for a combat patrol. So attempts to jump into collecting Chaos Space Marines with these boxes. I mean, that's the point. So, like, you get these two boxes, and you've got probably at least 1,000 points of Chaos Space Marines. At
Yeah,
least.
they are pretty nice. And these are the sort of you can kind of go your own way with these quite a lot as well, because these are the sort of the not aligned to any particular chaos power, aren't they? So you can
I
make up your
mean,
own stuff with these quite nicely.
the codex sounds kind of pretty cool, because it's now. Can also do the devotees of Ashtar. patches.
Is that
Quite
so? I
cool.
missed that. Is that something they've announced?
Yeah,
That's
as well
awesome.
as so you will get the you get it's one of the largest codexes so far with 8 detachments that capture the fighting styles of classic traitor legions, as well as other renegade forces like piratical raiders and devotees of Vashtor, the Arcfae.
So,
And that is actually
Jack,
quite cool.
Chaos are getting 8 detachments. Does that mean, like, as in detachment rules rather than
Yeah,
no more new
detachments.
models, I'm guessing. So, what are the 8 detachments? I guess they would say are based on Vashtor, Black Legion, Night Lords, Word Bearers,
I mean, they're
Iron
going to bring out some.
Warriors.
It'll be everyone that's not Death
Yeah,
Guard.
so I'd imagine it's similar to so I'm just trying to work out what the 8 are, because I think you could probably do that quite easily. So it's Word Bearers, Iron Warriors, Night Lords, Black Legion, Vashtor, Huron Blackhearts, Red Corsairs. So that's 6 so
Probably, yeah, if they're
far.
talking about the pirates.
Yeah. So and then probably another 3 then. Sorry, another
Emperor's
2 or so.
Children.
Now, see, I don't think they'll do Emperor's Children because I think they're going to get their
There's
own codex.
loads of rumors about them getting their own codex
Yeah.
and being a proper
Wait,
faction.
who have I missed? I feel like I've missed some pretty big ones.
Well,
No.
Alpha Legion.
Alpha
Alpha
Legion, yep.
Legion.
And then one more, which is probably just
Just bastards.
bastards.
And you might get the
Yeah.
full, well, the Fallen. Sorry.
The Fallen would be a good
Well,
one,
yeah,
actually.
Fallen
That's a
could
good
be interesting,
point.
actually,
Yeah.
if they're a proper, like, explicitly Chaos Aligned faction.
But it wouldn't, once again, all these would be is detachment rules. So it would be, hey, so whatever army you use, I'm using Black Legion, but I'm using the Fallen detachment, and that you can do that. That's the same with the Space Marine
Yeah,
one.
you like it's just they can say you can't do that, but they, well, they can't stop you. It's just if you want your army to feel more flavorful,
Yeah.
you choose the units that suit it and the color scheme that suits it and the detachment rules that suit it.
Like a Storm Spear, I think it's Storm Spear.
Or you can just
Storm
sort of
Lance.
mix and match a
Storm
list.
Lance for Space Marines, which is meant to be the White Scars one, but it doesn't explicitly have to go with White Scars. You could still use
Yeah.
the Ultra Marines.
But yeah, if you want to get a shitload of bikes and paint them up as White Scars, it's going to work really nicely.
Basically, yeah.
I think it's a good way of doing it because it's not too. You don't fall into the trap of like, oh no, you've actually done that wrong too much. But you can go really nerdy with it if you want to. But it's sort of
I think
quite
it
cheap.
does give you options. It gives you more options. I quite like it. And plus, you can do that without 4 million stratagems like you had in 9th edition as well. So,
Yeah.
which was a
Did you
lot.
say Death Guard?
No, Death Guard will have their own
Death Guard
codex.
are a proper faction,
Yeah.
so they are just a, they're a separate codex.
Death Guard, World Eaters, Thousand Sons, and most likely Emperor's Children will all have their own codexes because they're different. They're special people. Unlike Space Marines as well, you won't get to use the Chaos Space Marine detachment rules like the Space Marines can. So, for example, Dark Angels can use all the detachment rules of the Space Marines as well as their own ones. Whereas, like, World Eaters can only use the World Eaters ones. They can't use the Chaos Space Marine one. You wouldn't want to anyway. World Eaters one's really fucking cool. So, it's, yeah.
Yeah. They just
You
wouldn't
Chaos
work
Space
with
Marine.
anything else. Fuck
Yeah.
you, other Chaos. I'm a World
I don't
Eater.
want to use. I don't want to use those pussies ones. I want
We
to.
only have one detach. The
The
World Eaters
detachment
have
rule is
one this.
literally,
Guns are
if
for
you charge,
chumps.
yeah, if you charge, you get plus one attack and plus one strength, and that's it. And I quite love that. One of the best things about World Eaters is they're pretty straightforward. So I played a game on Sunday. I was incredibly hungover, so I took World Eaters, and it was like, move it all forward, attack,
Roll it.
attack, attack.
Hit that with that. Done.
Hit it hard.
Yeah.
Hit it harder.
Yeah. There was no way I was in the mood to play around with Grey Knights that day. That's all. That's just
What did I mean? There was that Reddit stream that you put where
Oh,
every
the
world eater,
40K one. Yeah, it's great, yeah.
world eater just said, go in and
I
hit
need
it
some
really
strategy. Have you
hard.
tried running at them?
What's a gun? Have you tried
Yeah.
shooting them? What's a gun?
Yeah.
I love that.
Chaos Lords look pretty cool. Do you
They
know
are
what I
focused.
will be buying?
The Oh, we're about to jump to the kill team box. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm going to get that. I
Yeah, I
want to
think
get
this
that.
as well.
Looks absolutely sick.
Yeah, it does. I am slightly in love with the Genestealer Cult Guardsman.
Thought
Yeah,
you
let's.
would be.
We'll come back to the hearth game, but these are fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they
Amazing
look.
models.
They are. They really are. And I'd imagine they're just converted Cadians.
I mean,
I'd
yeah,
imagine it's just Cadians with an upgrade kit.
they probably are just an upgrade sprue because it's
Yeah.
just heads and arms that are different.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to see them getting a bit of love.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a
And then the
huge fan.
Patriarch can make a show as well, which is
Yeah.
really
So
cool.
I like do you get the Patriarch in this set? I don't
Yeah.
think you do.
You do, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
That is pretty cool then if you do. Cause it like the way it says this, right, it's not uncommon to see superiors from their brood coven joining the fight, up to and including a Patriarch themselves, should a mission be deemed sufficiently important. That sort of sounded like, well, you can buy an extra Patriarch and sometimes you'll be able to use it. But if you, because I quite like that model.
The Patriot model, yeah, it
Yeah.
is really cool.
So, yeah, if you get that guy in there, and then what's he called? The Magos, is it?
Yeah.
Guy with the toothy cowl thing. But if you get all that as well, with the little gremlins stealing skulls,
Yeah.
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it looks awesome. I'm a huge fan of this. This is I need to buy the blooded one as well. I kind of want to start collecting like guardsmen from around the world that have decided they're not really into the whole Imperium thing. So it's yeah, I quite like that there are multiple guard models that and only two of them are actually for the Imperium. 50% of
Yeah.
them have gone elsewhere. Okay, and then yeah, so as Dan said, the Votan Pioneers without bikes look really cool. They do look really cool.
Hernkin Jaegers. They've just got
What I
excellent
like,
coats. They look fucking brilliant.
they do. I'm very excited, obviously.
Because they look
What they've.
like people that work down the docks.
It's a guy with a crossbow. I mean, come on. This is a really cool unit. And also, I think they've realized that everyone really likes the Votan in Necromunda. The Votan models in
Yeah,
Necromunda are the best.
these are much closer to that vibe of like rowdy miners
Well,
rather
in
than this is.
Necromunda, they're squats, aren't they?
They're squats, but they are
Yeah.
still technically Votan.
They are, so like I think squats is like that's what they get called by people in the hive. But yeah, they are
Well, they're.
from the Leagues of Votan, aren't they? One of
Yeah,
my fa
they're.
my favorite one is the AI that's still wearing the big coat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's so
robot
cool.
with a coat on.
Yeah.
He looks brilliant.
And a
He looks
big
incredible.
shotgun.
Yeah.
These
I
are
love the guy
just
with the two pistols as well.
big
Like,
knife.
yeah. I
And
really
the
like
guy whose
this.
arm has been replaced by what looks like a mace.
Yeah, I can.
He's,
I
yeah.
first time I saw it, I thought he was like carrying,
He is carrying
like
it. You can see it. You can see a
like
hand around it.
is but
Oh,
it,
yeah. Sorry,
it's
it's yeah.
grenades. It's
I would
quite
imagine
mines,
that'll
isn't it?
be. That's going to be a demo charge.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
but
think it
it's
is.
a. Yeah, sorry, but he has still got a robotic hand. He's had
he's
his.
got a robotic hand, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't look at it.
No, that's all right. But
So.
that's going to be like a big demo charge that you can set up or something in Kill Team.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Is
it's
there rules for
grenadier.
these guys in 40K?
No.
No,
Do you know how
there
upsetting
will
it
be.
is
There
that
will
there
be.
is. I've got a jump pack Hearthkin, and it's really upsetting that I can't use a jump pack.
There will be there'll be rules for
Got to
these
be
guys. For everything in
eventually.
Kill Team will have rules. Like
Yeah.
they did that with the Kassakin as well. You can build your Kassakin like, hey, you probably built your Kassakin Kill Team in various different ways, so just use them how you want in 40K pretty much. So that kind of
Yeah. I
thing. I
mean,
would imagine that's gonna be the same
yeah,
with.
this looks like pretty. It looked like they're not all specialists by the looks of things. I don't know how many of these you can end up building. But yeah, he's always got demo charge guy. Quite a few that have just got a knife and a gun. She looks like she's got some sort of special weapon or heavy weapon.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is. Got a sniper.
Got two
They've got a
pistols.
sniper and the crossbow guy, but the crossbow is normally a snipery weapon as well. So I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, Dan, the other Kill Team box doesn't have 40K rules yet. No, because as you say, you've got the as Duncan says, the jump pack guy.
It's got various things. I mean, they are technically Hearthkin warriors, so you could just field them as Hearthkin warriors, but you can have the jump pack guy, unfortunately. But the medic features in normal Hearthkin squad, or the model does, because someone might have too
The
many
one with the
Hearthkin
big
warriors.
funky gun, I think that's going to be a medic.
It might, yeah,
There is
because I
meant to
can't
be
see
a
anyone else that
rocket
looks
launcher.
obviously like a medic.
Adaptive payload missile launcher,
Is that
which I
what it says
don't
it
know if
is?
that. Well, there's one that is meant to be an adaptive payload missile launcher, but that could also be the crossbow, because we've seen in movies, dystopian movies, where crossbows have just fired, been firing grenades. So, which I can't think of, but I know, I don't know. I like them. I like the big coats, trench
Yeah.
coats. They look
No, you're not
grubby
alone there,
dockers.
Duncan. I think they look awesome, yeah.
You know, like I was looking forward to the next kill team coming out, which is the Night Lords one,
My God,
and
that's
the
Kill Team's getting very expensive.
kill
You
team
don't
is
actually have
possible.
to have all of them. No, I want the Night Lords though.
The
Sick fucks. The last kill team didn't get any snazzy rules. They just got run as basic bitches. Yeah, no, I agree. I do think they will include them though in this in when the codex comes out. That would make it.
that's always quite often going to work, because like you can't have a 40k squad where everyone is a specialist, because it just take forever to
Gaunt's
get there.
ghost, motherfuckers.
There's only like five of them, aren't there?
Yeah. Last thing was Horus Heresy, wasn't it? They didn't announce anything for Horus Heresy, but they kind of like teased something.
Well,
That
so
and
all they did
Necromunda.
was show
Yeah.
a picture of Mars and a picture of the
Mechanicum
Mechanicum
Legum.
logo. So obviously there's going to be some sort of it would be the Mechanicum, wouldn't it? Not the AdMech. So some Mechanicum stuff for Horus Heresy.
I'm telling them now, I have just bought the rules for Horus Heresy. I've just bought the two books. I've just bought the Imperial Guard book as well. Sorry, Solar whatever book, Auxilia
Solar
book.
Auxilia.
If you change the fucking rules now, I will riot. Okay, those
It'll
books are huge.
be just me,
Yeah.
but I will be rioting.
I will be mad as fuck. Yeah. And then there's something underground in Necromunda is what they kind of hinted at, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very vague something about the ash wastes.
The box probably won't be out until winter, to be honest. I agree. We've still got the Night Lords and fuck. I
There's
can't remember what the
quite a
Drakari
lot
one.
sort of queued up, isn't there, for
Drukhari.
I can't remember what they're called though. The warriors, isn't it? But yeah. The part Tau Pathfinder all get fun stuff. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, it's the shadow.
I can't remember what they're called. Don't worry about it too much, it's fine.
Yeah.
The weak or as we like to call them, the weaker part of that box, because those Night Lords are fucking cool.
They are pretty cool.
It's a hand-to-hand box. That's all, because the Drakari ones in there are all hand-to-hand that are meant to pop out of the shadows. What do the
Yeah.
Night
And the
Lords
Night Lords
like
like
doing?
staying in the shadows and killing you.
Yeah,
So
and you
very
need to listen to Lion Son of the Forest. The
a bit like the
divine.
what's the is it the Felgor Ravagers, the Beastmen box, where they basically don't. It's all close
Mandrakes,
combat.
thank you. Yes, thanks, Dax. Sorry, yeah. Yes, Felgor. Sorry, don't. Sorry, Russ.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. You only
They
get
are
like
really cool.
four of them, don't you?
Yeah.
There's not many.
I think it's five.
Or five, I can't
Did
remember.
you see the combat patrol you can make now for rogue traders?
Yeah, so it's was it's the Star Striders, a bunch of the Navy Breachers.
Yeah, so it's four Star Striders, I think. How many Star Striders do you get in the box?
10.
Okay, so it's a
Well,
unit
so
of five command unit.
it's 10, but half of them are like Navy people.
Yeah, they're voidsmen, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's the five superstars for that, pretty much. And then it's 10 voidsmen. So you need another five voidsmen for it.
That's a bit annoying.
Yeah, that is very annoying. And then on top of which it's 20 Navy breaches.
That two kill team box is on Navy Breach.
Three kill team boxes.
It's potentially more than that if you need the five more fucking
Yeah, you'd need the Star
voidsmen.
Striders, the Breachers,
Yeah.
and a box of voidsmen.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's quite a nice combat trap. Would they be counted as agents of the Imperium then?
Yeah. I mean, combat patrol doesn't really matter, but we're still waiting for agents of the Imperium release date. So,
And we
yeah.
know what you're waiting for. Grey Knight.
Yeah, I'll keep waiting. It's fine. Grey Knights are fine. None of my armies are close to having a codex, I don't think so. Except for Tyranids and Space Marines, who already had theirs. But yeah, I'm yet to fight with Tyranids, so I don't really know about them. And Space Marines annoy me, is what I've realized. So I like playing as them, but it's like these are all a bit like World Eaters, but they don't hit people quite as hard. So yeah, I think I'll stick with. Oh, my mains will be World Eaters and Grey Knights with the backup of the Imperial Guard, especially now I've just bought, a box set with tanks in it. So
Going
even if
back to
the,
Hor
yeah.
going back to Horus Heresy,
Yes.
have you seen, because it was Heresy Thursday, have you seen Hibu Khan?
Oh my God, I fucking love that model. Yes, I did. Yes.
So Dan, you know how sex is great. Have you seen
Yeah, right.
Hibu Khan?
I hate that I'm not collecting white scars for Horus Heresy. That's the one
Good.
thing I've promised myself
Why?
is because my Space
Loser.
Marine army is going to be, it can't be, I've promised myself, it can't be World Eaters or White Scars because I don't want to get bored of painting white
The
armor
hardest color armor to paint.
outside of yellow, but fuck Imperial Fist, they can't, none of them can read. So I would, so I need to find, I haven't decided quite what army it's going to be, but it can't be, I mean, look at that fucking model, it's so sexy.
Awesome.
It can't be,
Didn't he join the Shattered?
yeah, I think so.
You can have him as a Shattered, part of the Shattered Legion.
I've promised myself it can't be White Scars or World Eaters, and that's really annoying because I love everything for the Horus Heresy, World Eaters, and White Scars. So yeah, it just, it's hard enough bringing myself to paint the ones I've got, let alone then another 60 that are the same color. So yeah.
You got what you're doing with your solar auxilia?
Need to figure that one out. Haven't even put them together yet. So it's, I need to figure out a color scheme that I like. I might do them the red and black like I've done the rest of my Imperial Guard,
Well,
just so they
you
all
can
kind of
absolutely
fit
any color you want, couldn't you? So, which is difficult because it means you got to choose something.
Doesn't narrow it down a bit, does it? No. The temptation to do everything blue and orange is pretty great as well. So, but I probably won't do that. So yeah. But then I like the like metallic effects on the tanks. That I've just finished Masters of the Air, so that there is also a temptation to do them like either the green from the early B-17s or like the silver. Just make them all silver, like the B-17s when they realized they couldn't be bothered to paint them anymore because it was expensive, and they realized that they were getting shot down less if they weren't camouflaged. So yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'll work it out. I'll hate it, probably.
the
That's.
whole Imperial whole guard army of 500 dudes with painstaking non-metallic metal on each and every one.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. That sounds like a nightmare. The temptation to do Grey Knights non-metallic metal is pretty great, but no chance. I can't be bothered. Fuck it.
Have you ever tried doing it? I haven't. It
No,
looks
it looks
hard.
impossible. Because it's like, oh, you just figure out what the lights, where the light source is coming from. Go, I don't know that. Don't make me think that.
And I've watched videos of people doing
Yeah.
it. You sit there going, well, that looks shit. And then they do like this one brush stroke at the end. You're like,
Yeah.
oh, but now it's real. It's
Yeah.
just perfect, real thing.
I think what you've actually done is change that for a metallic model. Yes.
Yeah, it can, like, done well, it looks amazing,
Looks
but
incredible. Yeah. I'll just never do it
just,
though.
I don't think I could do it.
No, me neither. I think we're done, though.
think that's it. Adepticon was
so
fun.
That's most of the good stuff from Adepticon. So some pretty good stuff. It's going to be a while before we get any of this.
But it was a nice announcement.
Some of it was a little bit on the teasy side.
Yeah.
Like it would have been nice to see a model of the Stormcasts and the Skaven. Or even, anything for the Mechanicum Horus Heresy stuff would have been nice to see. But that means we've got some further reveals to look forward to.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I mean it's a nice teaser and when would the next one be? I can't remember. Would it be like an East? No, this would be the Easter
we've got
one.
Warhammer
would it be
Fest
like
coming up at some point,
but there's quite a few of these things throughout the year, yeah.
Yeah. And then they've got the one that gears up to Warhammer Day in October.
Yeah.
So
and I'm guessing the Sigmar box will be out in time for Christmas. But
I think summer's what end of summer's what I've heard.
I would imagine it must be the same time as similar time as when they did Leviathan.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean
that was
nice
June, wasn't
announcements.
It, Leviathan? Yeah.
Was it? Oh God, Ben, I can't remember. Yep. Time's a weird soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you very much, everyone. If that's everything, I was just going to talk about a Twitter thread of someone doing the who's looked through the first edition of 40K. But maybe that's another conversation.
Yeah, if you
for
like,
another
what's
time. Oh
we
no,
mean the Rogue Trader one?
Yeah, and it's hilarious where Space Marines are proper. Some of them are recruited as convicts and are all essentially psychopathic killers, which they are, but it's less of the faux nobility, nobleness, nobility.
I mean, they'd literally just done the Judge Dredd game at that point, hadn't they? That was what they're on the back of. So,
and that's why the Imperial Guard look very judgy as well.
Yeah. And that's why there are models so apparently they literally said, you get Arbites, just use the models from the Judge Dredd game. For the Arbites.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's got rules for squats and Joker ruse or something.
Mm.
So it's pretty funny. A list of all the color schemes as well for the Space Marine chapters and different chapters. Flesh Eaters being a good one. Dark Angels, they have them as their original black, which I like. Mm. They've also got, hang on, what was it? There was a silver one, which was great, which wasn't Grey Knights. But they've got the Rainbow Warriors. Yeah.
They're pretty cool. Yeah.
Mm.
The chapter called the Rainbow Warriors, which is pretty cool. Anyway,
Rainbow Warriors have been brought up a few times now. Do you know what they were based on?
No.
There's Savage, or what's it? Rogue. What's her face? Used to be one of the painters for Games Workshop. I can't remember her name. That's going to bug me.
Oh, Rogue Hobbies.
Yeah. She did a whole episode on
she likes the Rainbow Warriors.
On the Rainbow Warriors. So they're named after Greenpeace's boat, the Rainbow Warrior. So yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm. Did a whole thing on it. They look really cool as well. So yeah.
She's got one of those artists range sets of paints out, which I'm probably,
oh really?
Yeah, they look really good. And then those it's the Monument Hobbies Pro Acryl stuff, which is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Good shout.
Hmm. Oh, I mean, the other thing was that the game itself, the first Rogue Trader, could be both a RPG or TTRPG, or you could do it as armies. It was quite a weird blur, but the artwork is fantastic, and the fact that you've got the God Emperor literally like a head plugged in to it's really cool, classic kind of 80, the Pulp Fiction type 80s sci-fi.
Oh yeah,
overdrawn. It's really cool, but the Marines look totally different.
Isn't it crazy that the difference between that and second edition is bigger than the difference between second edition and 10th edition? Like it's crazy how compared to the growth from Rogue Trader to second edition, and then the growth from second edition to 10th edition, and I'm still looking at things like, well, I know exactly what strength so-and-so will do to toughness so-and-so, because that hasn't really changed ever. It's bonkers. Like, obviously, they're completely different games because there's about 30 odd years between them. But like, it's still weird to me that second edition. You could take the models from 10th edition and probably play a game with second edition. Let me put it that way. Whereas you'd probably struggle to play a game of Rogue Trader. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean the stat blocks are still the essentially the same.
Yeah.
The lore was hilarious. Oh yeah, there was also field police. You would have field police in Space Marine squads to keep everyone in line. So that's quite cool. Anyway, it's a lovely thread on Twitter. Would highly recommend trying to get out. I can't remember who did it, but
Yeah.
it's
I'm a
fun.
plan.
Right. So thank you very much, all the handies out there, for watching and for listening. I'm trying to keep up the handy thing.
Keep it up. Love it.
Keeps got to keep up the hands. You can catch us on all the socials, well, most of the socials, at TMTOOH on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. I don't really know. Yeah, and Dan, is there anything
Yes.
coming up?
A Cinema Continues pod will be going up. I meant to put it up like 3 days ago. So it should be going up the next couple of days along with this podcast, which will be the first in a series of podcasts that's actually going to go up as a podcast because I keep forgetting to do it. So it's from now on, all of them will be going up as podcasts, including the Cinema Continues ones as well. So there's no
Wonderful.
excuses. I literally cut off the beginning, cut off the end, and just whack it up. So it doesn't really make any difference. So yeah. So yeah, they'll all be going up from now on. The podcast will be going up as podcasts, because to be honest, that's where most people listen to it anyway, and I've been neglecting that, so just stop doing that.
Yeah. I mean,
But
otherwise,
it wasn't right.
why are we saying thank you for listening? They can't listen.
But yeah, Cinema Continues. We cover about 2 months worth of films, so it's about 12 films we get into. You want to hear our thoughts on Madam Web? That's on there. You want to hear our thoughts on Imaginary, which is a film I think is worse than Madam Web? That's on there. You want to hear our thoughts on Dune 2? Maybe it's film of the year. That's on there as well. Yeah. So
Is it
keep going.
just you making sex sounds about Dune 2 or copying Henry Zebrowski and just going? Anyway, I think with that, thanks, Dan. Bye-bye, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Russ. And with that,
Night elves.
cue the music.
Bye-bye.
And it should be dramatic music, like they finished the Horus Heresy.
I mean, your microphone is long gone.
Ha ha ha.